Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who only podcasts with integrity. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Live on a Friday night here after 2 hours of Big Brother. There is an endurance challenge going on at this hour. We have 2 hours of madness to recap. So happy to have you here with us for a wild night. I know that there is no way that anybody here on this panel would rather be spending a Friday night here with the Glam Squad. So let's say hello. First, let's introduce first a woman who has a big weekend here because she is launching a brand new podcast. Check out the Love is Blind wrap up with Mary and Asia coming this weekend. Please welcome Mary Krakowski. Mary, how are you?
I'm doing great. I am definitely allowed to be part of the Glam Squad because I was painting my nails before this. I'm also a risk taker, just like Kirk Patrick.
I've been listening to too many updates
with Taryn just calling him Kirk. With Kirk, because I was painting my nails on top of a white blanket, so it's definitely on par for tonight. Really excited to be here.
Okay, good to have you here with us, Mary. Okay, very excited to have back with us, of course. You know him from his work on the Wrestling Rehab Up and now the host of the brand new series Pod Friends. Please welcome Matt Scott.
Oh, thank you for having me. And yeah, I'm glad, Mary, you're living life on the edge with that nail polish. I'm also glad
beyond the edge.
Beyond the edge. And I'm just happy to be up to date on my celebrity news, my pop culture events. I wasn't fully sure who was in the Super Bowl until tonight. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad that I'm all caught up. Everything
you're
we
all
need
caught
to
up.
Know.
And of course, a man who is on the edge of his seat as we are watching the results of a live endurance competition on the wall. Please welcome in Taryn Armstrong.
Rob, I'm so excited to be here tonight. This was a very informative episode. Not only did we get some headlines, but I finally learned how the veto works.
Yes. Finally.
After all this time.
Mm-hmm. It's a little tricky. Glad that you got it worked out. So
it's the key is that you can't save them both.
Yes.
Sure about that. Yeah.
But do you get to pick who goes up in their place though?
Well, now you're confusing me again.
Or maybe you're just sending them home.
Don't believe so.
You know, you say this was a 2 hour episode, but I'm pretty sure it was about an hour 45 of episode and then 15 minutes of headlines. So,
Well, I have to say that watching this episode, what a roller coaster, because I really felt like that when, you know, we go to the great beyond this, what was it like to watch Big Brother? I feel like that the entire Big Brother experience was encapsulated tonight. There were high highs. There were low lows. There was filler. There was points where what the hell are we watching?
Lola was last season.
I was going to say, thankfully she didn't run in here.
She didn't run in. But
this was like when you go on. This is like when you go on the log flume at the theme park. It's like you're just sitting there for a while. It's pretty, and then you have like one big like woo, and then you're like, okay, I got to do that again. And then you wait, and then, woo! And it was just like a couple of those moments, but the rest was just waiting for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So while we are waiting for it, what we're going to do here is that we are going to break format a little bit here tonight. We're going to roll with the punches. We're going to give you updates as to what is going on live so that we can react to them here tonight. Normally we wait till the spoiler section and tell you what has happened and give you the chance to bounce out if you're only watching the episodes of the show. Tonight, we are going to keep it newsy. We're going to spoil the audience here. If you are very spoiler averse, you can listen to it after Sunday, but in kind of a public service, okay? This Sunday night episode is airing against the Super Bowl. A lot of people may, unless you're going to go back and watch Big Brother after the Super Bowl is over, in case you're a little bit of public service, maybe.
enjoy the HOH competition with us. It's going to be more fun anyway. Even if you're not watching, it's going to be more fun.
Yes.
Because we'll get reactions. It'll be great. It won't be a half hour long, overly edited thing that you already knew the results to it.
Right. Or maybe
you didn't, but either way.
I do think that, Taryn, it does set up probably a interesting episode on Sunday where I think that they can flash back to a lot of the stuff that took place over the last 24 hours, which may be a little bit more compelling.
Hopefully. It may depend on who wins HOH and how relevant that stuff becomes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's definitely a lot they left on the table.
Yeah. Okay. So. And then just like Chris Kattan, they're just, maybe just go back for seconds and thirds of the same stuff before it gets served to us on Sunday. Programming note, Taryn Armstrong will be live with you on Sunday night for the recap for the episode that is going to take place Sunday night.
Yes. Everyone was like, okay, who's not watching the Super Bowl? And it was basically me. So
yeah.
All right.
We're
so,
good.
Yeah. So join Taryn live Sunday night for the Big Brother recap. All right. So here we go. We don't need to play the spoiler song. Taryn, what's going on at this hour with our wall comp?
Okay. So we have two people down from the competition so far. And I guess the most exciting way to do this is to quiz the audience on it, right?
Yes. Two real people that are down.
Three names and one of them is still on the wall.
Okay.
So we've got Todd, we've got Lamar, and we've got Cynthia.
Hmm.
Who's actually still on the wall?
Hmm. I think everybody here knows.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Todd is still on the wall. Fire. Lamar and Cynthia dropped pretty quickly once the feeds came back up.
Okay.
The people remaining on the wall right now are Carson, Todrick, Shayna, and Todd. Those four are still in it.
And who is looking a little like they are next to go?
Todd has been looking a little weak for a while. He is using the strategy of going to one side, basically, because that allows you to straighten out one arm at least.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been favoring one side a lot. He hasn't switched to the other side yet, which implies to me that he still has a bit left in the tank at least. I would say Carson is probably next. He's been going side to side a little bit as well. Then we've got Todrick, who has been shifting a little bit here and there, but looks pretty strong. And then Shayna has been rock solid all night long. She has not shifted. She is short enough and small. Her arms are small enough that she's actually able to hold her arms straight out pretty much the whole time, which is a huge advantage.
I think that is good to hear, because I think that she did meet some adversity at the start of this challenge.
As you can see, your manicurist is not very happy, and I'm not sure how the manicurist is feeling at this moment.
I hit me in my vagina.
Okay.
Wasn't ready
hate
for
it when that. Happens.
There's three elements of that sound clip that are astonishingly weird.
Yeah.
One is the vagina, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Two is the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then three is, what is Julie actually saying?
I mean, I wrote it down exactly what she said.
Yes.
Which, we discussed this before the podcast. I think it's pretty clear. She started talking, realized what she was saying no longer applied since they already sprayed the paint, and then just kept going with it.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, as you can see, your manicurist is not feeling very happy, and I'm not sure how your manicurist is feeling at this moment.
I was like very confused, because I'm like, wait, what's going on with the manicurist? Like, do they just have really bad gas? Is it IBS? Like, maybe Lamar can relate?
Well,
like,
what is the plot here? You're on a set and the makeup people have revolted against you? Is this
pull a Kattan and go.
Story?
Like, you don't have to stay there. There's a door for a reason.
I love the way that she describes the competition before it starts is sort of as if like, oh, if you stay very still, you'll be fine. But if you move around a lot, your glam squad will get mad. But that there's no element of control you have in this competition.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's real life. You know, if you move a little bit, your manicurist is going to start like farting all over the place.
I think the thing was, the manicurists, they're Tommy Hurdy, Ouchie, Splurdy, I don't know.
Through line for this week.
Yeah, it was left over that Kato is the host of all of the competitions.
My belly, Hurdy, Hurdy, colon, fully, need helpy.
Can't believe I can remember the full line then.
Maybe he should see a doctor. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm sad to say that I quote that Kato Kaelin clip a lot, just in my own life.
Hopefully he has it figured out by now. It's been a few years, so I don't know. Shout out to Kato. Hopefully you're okay. Probably okay. Not.
Well, I don't even know where to start. Chris Kirkpatrick is gone. At this nope. hour.
Well, oh, yes. Also yes. him. I thought you meant the other
Both
one.
Both Chris's are gone.
All Kirk Kattan gone right. from this place.
Kirk, yes.
We no longer have Both to worry about Chris K, Chris Kattan, Kirk. It's all done.
They're all gone. All the Chris's. So sad. All the Chris's are gone at bye, this bye, hour. Bye. Yeah. And Taryn, a true flame out for Chris Kirkpatrick, who I feel like that coming out of his HOH is like, okay, we played the middle. All right. This is not too bad. And then really just completely like skidded off the road and went out of the game.
Yeah. I talked a little bit about how, like, I feel like Shayna, you know, her decision to use this veto is a little bit like analogous to like when you're playing poker and you're on tilt. I feel like Chris Kirkpatrick was also fully on tilt here, where like he clearly missed an opportunity to take a shot. And then once he realized that he didn't take the opportunity to take the shot at Todrick and then Misha won, he was like, oh, I just screwed up, didn't I? Like, I should not have done that. And now we're in trouble. And you know what? I got integrity. I'm too good for this game.
Mm-hmm.
It was rough to watch, though, because I mean, to borrow from his old in sync mate, Justin, it was justified. Like he was very ready to go. It seemed I feel you can't feel too bad for him.
No,
in this,
nobody feels
in this
bad.
But you know what? He feels great, which is what matters. Like he really feels like it was a win at the end of the day. And I hope he still feels that way.
Yeah.
No better way to prove that you have integrity than to go on a game show where the point is to lie and then choose not to lie, because that proves you have integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, you're on Big Brother. None of you, you've all lost any integrity that you once had. You went on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
Come on.
Did you watch this veto competition?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah,
it's done.
He didn't. He's not watching it.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, take it easy.
It's Big Brother's got to be one of the only games where people impose their own rule sets and values that don't exist within the game, that like are contrary to the game, and then act like not only if you do follow those values that you've been put on it, that you should deserve to win more or that you play better, but then also that if other people don't follow those, that they're playing badly.
And that's the true sort of insult in this statement, right? The idea that you are maintaining your integrity by only telling the truth in Big Brother, you are not just implying, you're pretty much outright saying anybody that lies on Big Brother does not have integrity, which is absurdly judgmental and honestly implies that you don't have integrity.
But his like way of having integrity was sort of like, I'm just gonna like dance around what I'm actually thinking, and I'm just not gonna give you a straight. This is so painful. Here is Chris with Misha. Oh, no. Misha asks him a question.
I just needed to like 100% communicate with you and make sure that that's what the plan is. Does that make sense?
Everything I've ever done was, you know, honestly for you. 1000%. Everything I've ever done was for you. And okay. I've been completely true to you.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know where, like, where things are at. Because okay. I'm not trying to send Todd home. I'm looking out for you.
Okay.
Ugh. Gosh.
At first, I almost thought he was trying to do the, like, indignant, don't you believe I'm with you? Like, I've always been with you. How dare you, like, not think I'm on your side? But mm-hmm. he wasn't even going there. He was just kind of speaking vaguely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, riddles. And yeah, and it, but speaking in riddles, but very much getting his point across verbally. Like, I love you, and it wasn't coming. It was very clear what he felt. So maybe that's what he meant by integrity. Because he did get his point across.
He's lying to her. Right. No, not but, everything you've done in the game has been for her. Absolutely not.
Or is he, Terry?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. That was going a little bit too far. And he added in the honestly, which I think was like a good touch. You know, just
really helped sell.
Yeah.
The fact that it wasn't honest. Yeah. Meanwhile, in the HOH competition, they just got a bunch of hair dumped on them.
A bunch of hair.
Yeah, it looks like it's different colored. There's orange, blue, and purple. And looks like Todd got green.
Definitely avoided most of it. Todd somehow kind of scooched out of the way, but Shayna's got hair all over. And
Shayna's boyfriend's probably really into this one.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Hope he's watching.
Yeah, I mean, you want to go there next? You want to go there? We also lost Chris Kattan tonight.
Yes,
Chris Kattan left. It was very odd the way that they set it up. He went to the diary room, I guess, recorded like a very lengthy one-on-one goodbye message for every single person, and then just left. He gave one-on-one shout-outs to everybody, including the aforementioned one about Shayna's boyfriend's interest in hair.
Shayna, I'm so glad that your boyfriend has a hair fetish because you know you have the best hair in the world.
Okay. All right.
I'm trying to figure this out. Did Shayna confide in Chris Kattan with this information about the hair? Because, like, I'm not here to kink shame. Like,
We're not here to yuck anybody's yum.
Who is that harming? Nobody, right? Unless you're like chopping their hair off and eating it. Do you think Shayna like cut off a little bit of her hair and left it with her boyfriend just to like...
Well, that's the thing. Like, what does a hair fetish consist of?
Well...
I don't know.
Oh, Rob.
Yeah. I don't think it's that, boy, are you using Pantene?
It's not?
Boy, so, I mean, my thing is that like... It's the way he phrases it, right? It's I'm really glad. Oh, and we just have a new dropper.
Yep.
Here in the HOH competition, Todd is out. It's down to Carson, Shayna, and Todrick. They are the three remaining players here in the game. But he says, "I'm so glad your boyfriend has a hair fetish." It's like, if you stopped it there, it's like, what? Because you have the best hair in the world. And it's like, but surely somebody with a hair fetish, like they're the person that least needs the person to have the best hair in the world. Like they already love hair so much.
I don't think that's how it works. The foot people, they, you know, they're very discerning about the feet. It's probably the same with the hair.
Mm-hmm.
But do they appreciate hair in the same way?
Let's break it down. We don't need to get into that. Chris had some other gems for his castmates. He said,
Todrick, you have the best butt in the biz.
Now, to bring this back to the wall comp, isn't that something that is usually a hindrance in the wall comp?
Well, it's a hindrance unless you're Omarosa, because that was working for her.
Yeah.
I would say in general, it's not terrible, especially the way that this competition is set up. I don't think it's going to be a huge hindrance. I think it's... Yeah, you can thank the booty. I don't think it'll be a problem for Todrick.
Okay, good, good. Okay.
Wait, Rob, was that the whole clip there? You didn't include the part of I can't wait to film you in my shorts.
Yeah, I didn't cut that.
Thank you. Thanks for cutting that.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Because I feel like it was Chris Kattan's joke. So I felt like if the joke is intentional, I feel like it's almost a less funny clip.
And hopefully it was a joke.
Yeah. Then also, we got to Todd. Todd, I'm not going to miss your snoring, but he says he's a sweet guy. But on the subject of Lamar.
Lamar, you know, just watching Todd's face in reaction to smelling one of your toxic farts.
What?
Yeah.
They're going a little bit too far.
It's been a thing. It's been a thing. That's the whole farting situation.
Well, doesn't he follow that up with something like see a doctor?
You need to see a doctor, medically speaking, of course. Yeah.
Medically speaking.
Yeah. But Chris Kattan leaves. Do we expect to see Chris Kattan part of the finale of the show?
That's a good question. She did say to Chris Kirkpatrick, like, we will see you back. Yes. You will have to come back here. It seems like that sounds like it's going to be a physical comeback here. They've speculated it might be a Zoom thing. And if it's physically come back here, I feel like it's less likely that Kattan shows up, but if all he has to do is hop on a Zoom, I don't know. I feel like they might.
Do you think they'd do hybrid for him? Everyone else in person, him on Zoom.
I feel like they're not going to go out of their way to include Kattan when he...
What if they pay for a business cameo for him and then he votes via that?
Yeah, that's like $1,000.
$1,000?
I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah. Did anybody see that we started to get reports about that, you know, the woman that Chris Kattan mentioned on his Instagram, that he met the woman named Maria? Then there were some news reports today about how Maria has now come out and announced that she is in a relationship with Chris Kattan.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So you were right.
Mm-hmm.
This is where that was going. Yeah, that's
why he left. He was getting the signal, the girlfriend signal.
Yeah, yeah. This is true.
It's like, somebody out there wants to date me.
Yeah.
What am I doing in here?
Yeah.
So bizarre. Boy,
this is a better rom-com than Marry Me. Yeah.
Not hard.
Maybe he saw a sign in the competition.
Yeah.
She got one in there. She's not gonna. Yeah. She's actually the competition designer.
Yep. Got another dropper.
Yep.
Shayna, just like that, dropped out. I was noticing she was just starting to shift a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But just like that, she drops, and it is now down to Carson and Todrick.
Boy,
they are both looking pretty similar. They're both shifting back and forth. Carson started to do that earlier than Todrick did.
And there could not be, a bigger shift in the way that the rest of this game will unfold, probably between Todrick and Carson here.
Very much so. I would expect that if Carson wins this, Todrick and Misha would be on the block, or at least Misha would be the target here. And if Todrick wins, I would expect Carson and Shayna to potentially go up on the block. So this is big.
Do you think that Carson... Because I think Carson knows that he probably needs to win this, but do you think that he has the drive to really go for it against Todrick here?
I think he'll push himself as far as he can go. There's a difference here. I don't remember exactly how old Carson is.
I think he's in his mid-50s.
And Todrick's like in his mid-30s, right? So, you've got, I think, around maybe like 20 years. Mm-hmm. 25 years between the, or sorry, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. 16 years is the exact number. I just found it. Between them, which is definitely going to help Todrick, obviously, with the endurance aspect of this. He's also got, a bit more strength on him as well. But with strength comes weight. which is can be a disadvantage as well. It also could come down to a slip of concentration. Yeah. Or a slip of, you know, grip or your feet. You know, the hair is resting on their footrest. If they accidentally step on it, they could easily slip.
Right.
And it's the things they're holding onto are very slick as well.
Yeah. And Taryn, to go back to what you said about leaning to the side, Carson is fully on one.
Full lean.
Full lean. Now, is it possible that we could see a deal struck? Now, it seems like that Misha was much more the person beating the Carson drum. Todrick was much more needs to be Chris Kirkpatrick. They do have a shared history from Drag Race. Is it possible that there could be a thawing here? They are right next to each other on the wall.
I mean, it's possible, but at the same time, there's now 7 people left in the game, and Todrick is aligned with Misha. He's with Todd. Lamar is kind of in the middle. And even if those people weren't on his side, the only real threat there is Misha. The only threatening people on the other side are Carson and Shayna. Cynthia was out of this very early. She's not come close to winning any of the competitions so far. He has a relationship with Cynthia as well. There's really nobody else to target apart from Shayna first, then Carson. You know, I think both of them recognize that there's not really much of a deal to be made.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we will keep an eye on all of this. Any final thoughts on Chris Kattan as we saw his final hours in the Big Brother house?
Could I just bring up how Julie kept mentioning that he unexpectedly left the game? Like, I think she said that word more than any other word this episode.
Nobody could have seen this one coming.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not like he was winking, throwing up signals. Like,
maybe everyone who saw the cast list might have seen it coming. There's a reason Chris Kattan was given to the audience in the draft.
Yeah, sorry, audience. You are officially also eliminated from the draft.
Yeah.
A week ago, I remember getting ready for the feeds, reading Twitter the second the feeds came out, and everyone suspecting that the downtime, the wait for the feeds, was because Chris Kattan had either left or was medically evacuated. So you know what? We got a week more Kattan than we thought we were going to get.
Don't be mad that he's gone. Be happy that he happened, okay?
I mean, it could have been like, look, I just feel like the way he ghosted everyone was pretty savage. And I felt really good about him until then. And then he had his own stand-up comedy set on the way out. And I'm just happy for him wherever he is. I hope that he's free.
We hope so. How did Chris Kattan leaving change the dynamics of the vote, if in any way, to go from 6 people voting to 5?
It didn't really change it because they needed 3 votes regardless. Misha would have broken a tie, so didn't really change much.
Mm-hmm. If Todd had gone up on the block, would that have been a factor?
Not likely, because Kattan probably would have happily joined with voting Todd out, as everyone else would have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to Chris Kattan if he's watching us here tonight. I'm sure he's following all the events of Big Brother. Yep.
Oh,
very closely. Todrick almost slipped there.
Yes. He flipped.
It looks like he's struggling.
Interesting.
He's still there though.
It's hard to read because Shayna looked so good and then out of nowhere came down. But
Todrick Todrick is not getting into a locked position in the same way that Carson is. He's still relying on his strength, and his strength is failing him. So he's gonna his feet keep slipping too.
There's a lot of hair.
I don't know if he's gonna be here for much longer.
Interesting.
He's really struggling.
Could Todrick offer a deal if he is falling, and would Carson accept?
He could try, but I don't. No, I mean, I think Carson would be much more willing to hear him out. But I mean, it looks like they're talking now too. So
the wall is
his foot just slipped off, and he's still there.
Okay,
the wall is definitely pulling. We're just going to hang over for a while now and hope that people fall. Let's wrap this up.
All right. So well, you know,
there it is.
Whole weekend.
There it is.
Yep. There it is.
Todrick is down. Carson has won the HOH.
Okay.
Can I just say, I cannot wait for the diary room Carson celebrating winning. It's going to be great. I can just picture it now.
I'm just glad that we'll have like we know that we'll have this many more DRs from him. Like he's come close. We've come close to losing him, too close to losing him, and good for him. Yeah, good for Carson. Beautiful for him.
Yeah, for all the Carson fans, raise a glass tonight.
It's a little bit of a day, so mommy needs her medicine.
Yes. Okay.
Todrick actually had a conversation with Misha the other night where he talked about how in his life, he just always seems to finish second place, which is not right because he's a first place finisher, but it's always happened to him that he keeps finishing in second. He was upset that he lost to her in the previous HOH competition. Mm-hmm.
Was he second on the Masked Singer also?
He was, yes. So this is definitely not going to go down well for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And probably that he will end up on the block, likely, that Todrick and Misha... Or that you would think that would be the prospective noms?
It's definitely a high likelihood. I think that if there was anything else that could happen, it might be Misha and Todd.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a great segue to talk about the Cynthia and Todd of it all. Of course, we know how close Carson and Cynthia are in the house. We got to see some of that on the episode. Taryn, I was listening to the live feed update from this morning. You and Puya were speculating about how much of that would we see. It sounded like that we saw as much in the TV show as you all saw on the feeds.
Pretty much. I mean, they did sanitize it a little bit. They took out some of the more inflammatory language. They took out some of the more upsetting things that were said by specifically Todd. But the sequence of events did line up with how Todd described it after the fact. So it seems as though nothing significant was cut from the timeline.
Mm-hmm. I have to be honest, I'm still a little confused about what went down between Cynthia and Todd and how this blew up. And it really did feel to me like they were talking and Lamar came in and poured some gasoline on the fire.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I can't tell. And Taryn, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like Todd and Lamar had a conversation where Lamar was asking, are you going to vote to keep Cynthia? And then took that information to mm-hmm. Cynthia, and then Cynthia approached Todd asking, hey, I've heard this thing that you might not vote for me, and that's where it kind of started. I mean, the fact that Lamar is walking through the fight clapping makes it pretty obvious that Lamar was like really, really hoping this would happen. I don't know why. It seems like Lamar
it
is
seems
pretty
so
good with
character for Lamar.
It's almost like he wasn't
Lamar
there.
Is bored. Lamar is yes. bored and wants something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Lamar in the aftermath, Lamar, when Todd was arguing with Carson, Todd was like, I was being quiet. I didn't say anything. Lamar was like, yeah,
just spoke with your hands, buddy.
Lamar was like, I was the one that said something. I kind of did start that.
Lamar doesn't know how the veto works, but he knows how to start a fight.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think Lamar intended for a fight to break out, but I think that he intended to like use this as an opportunity to be like, see, Todd, you are being a dum-dum. Don't vote out Cynthia. And then it went a bit further than he intended.
Interesting, though. Did Todd have like a single word to say to Lamar? Because I know if I was in, I would not say anything to Lamar. I'm going to pretend he's not there. Right. I do not want this large athlete angry at me. That didn't seem to come up on the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, large man with an ability to release a deadly toxic fart at any moment also. That also seems to debilitate Todd.
Look, he's got his number. He really
he's
knows.
He's got his number. Yeah. Right. Right.
But for Lamar and Todd being such a pair for a while now, it definitely seemed like Lamar was on Cynthia's side yes. for a lot of this. Like at the beginning mm-hmm. of the argument, I didn't write it down exactly, but Lamar said something like, oh, Todd, you're being a punk. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah. For not letting this go about mm-hmm. the vote.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think Lamar was like just taking this as an opportunity. He was just trying to change Todd's mind. And then when it blew up in the way it did, he did seem to take Todd's side after the fact. That was like, yeah, she got too emotional about that whole situation. And I don't think he intended for it to go that way. And I think he was like not like super pleased with Cynthia about it.
But Tara, what did Lamar want in this situation? Was it that Todd was considering voting out Cynthia and not Chris Kirkpatrick? And he was trying to rally the votes to get out Chris Kirkpatrick on this round?
Yeah, he wanted Chris out, and he had talked to Todd about it, and Todd was like, no, I'm voting Cynthia out because she voted me out. It's a doggy dog game. And so he was like, when Cynthia approached him, he was like, see, you're being a punk, man. Come on. Mm-hmm. And then Cynthia was saying like why he shouldn't do that. And he was like, yes, great argument. Like, yes, this is great. And then I genuinely think it just kind of went out.
I just feel like it was like egos. Like all we were seeing is people's ego. Todd's ego, especially, was on display here. Like, oh, you didn't have my back, so I'm just gonna not go with you. Like, and you know what? Like, these are celebrities. This is what's supposed to happen on Celebrity Big Brother. So, I mean, maybe this is a good thing. I don't know. Kind of mess though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it certainly provided some drama both on the show and really, I mean, this was a week where, I mean, what a turn of events. I mean, Taryn, you and I were on 48 hours ago. We talked to Chada and said, but like, what are they going to show for 2 hours on? And it would look, there was a lot of head scratching things they showed us on Friday night. But I mean, really, I mean, this game has gone from, you know, zero to as close to Celebrity Big Brother gets to 100 in these last 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely got real quick, which is nice. I mean, I've said this before. I think that Shayna made a bit of a mistake here by, you know, essentially declaring war in order to evict her own closest ally.
But who cares? Feed us.
But yes, that's what I'm saying. Yes. But it, like, for the drama, for the feeds, for the game, it definitely it was exciting stuff. And it caused a lot of excitement.
The highlight of the episode for me, being sincere, the highlight of the episode was after Shayna used the veto and took Carson down, when we had the confrontation between Misha and Shayna about what she did. And when Misha goes into, I was your teammate, now I'm your opponent, you're in the octagon with me. This is Big Brother. This is it. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to see. Yeah. People pissed off at each other. You did this to my side. All right. You're in trouble.
It's good stuff. I mean,
the music was perfect.
Yeah. It's that Shayna is the kind of player that you want to see on the show, right? Like, she is willing to take big shots. You know, she should have taken the shot last time and not this time, mm-hmm. but she's playing hard, and she is sometimes playing well, and
right.
And she's, you know, also crucially an underdog.
Right. She's got like a big, like a old school, like Janelle vibes coming in here of being, certainly from like the perspective of the buxom blonde, like she has that, but just in terms of like the position, in terms of like being this competition winner who's potentially going to be on the bottom against an unlikable side of the house, she's got all that.
Yeah. She's great hair. She has great hair. And I think the other thing too with all of this is like, it really feels more, a lot less like the first two seasons of Celebrity Big Brother US, and a little bit more like a regular season in some sense, in part because maybe we didn't know who half the people were beforehand, but even more because it's so competitive and cutthroat. So they're really giving us something here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If Shayna can do this season, like I think that people will stan her in a way that we didn't see other, like, the other Celebrity Big Brother winners, like I feel like that and maybe Tamar right. has this where she gained a fan base from Big Brother. Like I could see that happening with Shane. I don't know if that happened with Marissa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
probably not.
Yeah, I find myself really like as the episodes have gone by and as the show has gone by, really gaining an appreciation for the way that Shane is playing. And it's not because she's a flawless player by any means. This move was very questionable, but she is somehow still so rootable even through that. And I think part of it is she was at least consciously covering some of her bases on both sides throughout, more so with Carson and Cynthia, obviously. That does leave her with some options. It wasn't like she put herself in a position that went 100% all in on Chris and then now is, you know, completely lost because of that. And she's just kind of like fun and lighthearted, which mm-hmm. I appreciate.
Yeah. The second time this season, she votes with the House against her ally to send out. She voted against Teddy. She voted against Chris, two of her closest allies, because she doesn't ever want to be on the wrong side of the numbers. Both of them came out. Like, oh, I can't believe Shayna didn't vote for me. Both of them will definitely give her their votes if she gets to the final two. But again, she's there to play. I think she's playing, probably like her and Todrick and Misha. I mean, not to take anything away from Carson, who just won the endurance competition. But Taryn, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, she's been here to play from the start. And, you know, looking back, she probably shouldn't have voted out Teddy. And she probably should have used the veto. Mm-hmm. And she probably shouldn't have used the veto. But she's here to play. And that's important. She's like, no matter what decisions she's making, she's pushing the needle. She's trying. And she's making content for us. You know, maybe it will not result in her winning at the end of this, but
Janelle made big moves too.
Exactly. Janelle also didn't win, right? Like, you don't have to win to be it's the classic question. Would you rather, you know, win and be hated or lose and be a legend?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends how much you need the money, but, she's definitely paving the way for legend status. I think it's a question of who is she up against as things go along. And I mean, if it's like Todrick, Misha, great. You have like the ultimate villains in this season, which is always great. Like in pro wrestling, you can't only have your baby faces, your good guys, but you need your heels. And you know, she has that. And so I think it works out really well and adds a lot to the season where everyone wants to be well-liked because they're celebrities and they have these reputations. And so look, Shayna's in a great spot, especially after, after that Carson win this week.
Yeah. Let's go back to Carson and, the HOH competition. I've seen some, speculation in the chat and on Twitter that Todrick made a deal with Carson. Yes. Does that sound right to you?
So when we were watching, I said they turned to each other. I said, oh, they're talking now. There was some talking that went on. Carson offered a deal. I believe Todrick replied like promise, something along those lines. And then Todrick dropped. The feeds have now come back. And Carson talked to Cynthia and said that he did, in fact, make a deal with Todrick, that he is not going to put him on the block. He said, I wasn't going to put him up anyway, but the deal has been made. Now, this likely means that Misha and Todd will go up on the block. The real question is, what happens if Misha wins the veto? Because you kind of run out of options at that point. Will Carson put Lamar on the block instead of Todrick if this deal stays true? And something worth pointing out, Carson, this whole game, has made it very clear. He is not here to do anything it takes to win. He is here to play a clean game, to stick to his word, that he is very much along those lines when he plays. I think he also has a sense of like, yes, this guy, Todrick, he's a little, you know, he doesn't always give me the same respect I give him, but I'm in a position where I have a more successful career than him. I don't need this as much as him. Ooh, and I don't think he wants to... theoretically punch down in that way. And so I think that he will do his best to honor this deal. However, especially if Misha wins the veto, I would imagine Shayna will be in his ear pushing hard to get him up. So this could be a source of drama depending on how this veto goes.
Does also open himself up for the potential Todrick winning a veto and taking Misha down where they're both safe.
And also important to note here. Okay, so this is Friday night. We just had the new HOH. Julie told us everything is going to take place on Monday live. So there will not be a lot of time in between the veto win and the veto ceremony. It's going to be just like Monday night where we're going to see that all take place live. So that may also make things be a little bit, what do you say, more static and less likely to see a big move happen?
Well,
or is it like a double eviction where it's like, oh, he better take the big shot now because he doesn't have a chance to change it?
Like in this case, I think it's, I think that like Carson isn't really the kind of player thus far, at least, to be, you know, to do what Chris Kirkpatrick did, which is like, maybe I'll change things up. Like, Carson is the kind of player, at least from what we've seen so far, that will have a plan in place. That if this person, if Misha wins veto, Lamar goes up. If Todrick wins veto and takes Misha down, Lamar goes up. If Todd wins veto, Lamar, like whatever it is, it'll be either Lamar or it will be Todrick. Or if Todrick wins and takes Misha, it will definitely be Lamar or whatever it is. Right. So, so I think what we'll be looking at is who wins the veto and what that does to the nominations, given the fact that Carson has a plan in mind. And then I would imagine that, you know, they will be able to control the votes, the Twister Alliance, which is Carson, Cynthia, and Shayna.
Why are they called the Twister Alliance?
The Twisters. That's what they called themselves.
Like a tornado?
And they spin.
Or the
I don't
game?
Know.
A little bored in the... I don't... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But basically, there's four votes total.
Karen hates the Twisters.
As long as Cynthia and Shayna remain off the block, they'll have two votes. He will break the tie so they can take out whoever they want on the block if they're on the block.
Okay. Let's go back to Chris Kirkpatrick.
I was going to say, do we need to eulogize him?
Yeah, let's go. Because we didn't talk enough about his exit from the house where he famously backdoored himself, which is difficult to do. Somehow, Chris Kirkpatrick, he pulled it off. Was it ever close that Chris Kirkpatrick was going to stay?
No.
I think the risk was always that he was hoping he wouldn't be put up. Not as much that he kind of figured if he was put up that he'd probably go home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like there was a moment with this Cynthia Todd argument where if Todd is voting for Cynthia to go and Shayna's voting for Cynthia to go, all they need to do is pull Lamar. But Lamar was always going to be, you know, voting Chris out anyway. Then there was a little bit more where Misha came up with a plan to say, hey, would it be worth it to go to Chris and offer him a deal that if he targets Carson next week, we'll keep him. But that never really came to any fruition. So, no, it was never particularly close.
It just, to me, I'm just like, I'm a little thrown off because I feel like it was a really horrible move and he just walked his way into it. He's like, no, everyone, let me explain the numbers. Let me explain what you need to do, Shayna, for this to work out. And knowing that there's a chance that he'd go home. This is an individual game. Chris, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He needs to, you know, start asking like WWJD, what would Justin do? Cause Justin wouldn't have failed in this position. Justin would have made it to the end. Chris. Okay, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He thought it was his Dan moment, except Dan knew how to lie.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He said that.
I knew the risk, but maybe this is my Dan moment.
No. Mm-hmm. Yes. Dan famously never lied.
Yeah.
Kept his integrity. Yeah,
he has so much integrity. I feel like this is like the assassination bureau. This is like he put himself, he locked himself in a corner with his own plans and his own integrity, right? Like he came up with the plan when he thought it was Todd. When he found out it wasn't Todd and that it was him, he couldn't back down and be like, well, please don't do it for my sake, because that would go against his integrity. Mm-hmm. And then it still could have worked, except Misha asked him about it and he still couldn't. Then he would be like, oh, I can't lie about that. And essentially, yeah, like by extension, he created his own, you know, demise.
Yeah.
As it went on.
Yeah. It was kind of like Dan's funeral if Dan was really trying to leave the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit like that.
Dan didn't try to put himself on the block
either. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Matt, do you feel like that this was a little bit like, you can't fire me, I'm putting in my 2-week notice?
I wish it was that. I wish that's what he was asking for. Mm-hmm. I'm still perplexed. I almost think that what Kirkpatrick needed was like a, just like a bet with like Lance Bass on, I don't think you could make it to the end. He needed something that would motivate him to stay in this game more than he did. I feel like there's a little bit of that celebrity Big Brother, like, oh, well, it's me. I guess it's me. I'll be a good sport. Don't be a good sport. You don't need to be a good sport. You can fight to stay in. Send Shane, send whoever else home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not you, because you don't win. That's not a win.
Mm-hmm. You brought up Lance Bass. Was also brought up by Julie Chen Moonves tonight. Yes. Because, of course, Lance Bass, noted celebrity Big Brother fan. For whatever reason, they can't get him. But we got Chris Kirkpatrick. What do you think Lance thought about your game?
Your friend Lance Bass is a big fan. What's he going to say about your gameplay?
That it sucked. You know, that's the first thing. You know, he's going to change the name of the band to "And Suck."
First off, does Lance Bass have the authority, Mary, to do that?
Not Drift that text. I'm aware of.
Hey, everybody.
There's a hierarchy.
Yeah.
There's a hierarchy.
Yeah.
You're going to introduce the bill. You
know. Hey, Justin, guess what? We just changed the name of the band to In Suck. Why?
In 2022. I mean,
wouldn't Justin be like, okay.
Yeah. You guys do you.
Yeah. Yeah. Have fun.
Yeah.
My excuse to move on.
Yeah.
Technically, the contracts are no longer valid. I can just escape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really, I mean, not for anything. Like, why would Lance Bass like change the name of the band that he's in to In Suck? Yeah. Because Chris did so bad.
He ruined it for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't exactly check out.
I mean, this is the call, Lance Bass. If NSYNC is not In Suck, you got to go on next season and do better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, Chris Kirkpatrick is no Chris Kattan, clearly.
Also, was that the best they could have done? Like,
NSYNC
was right there.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. I mean, that's punching okay. Look, not everybody can come up with these real quickly, right when Julie asks.
Taryn, I tweeted out, Chris played the game with integrity.
Oh. Come on, Rob.
That one's more of a word one.
You gotta read that one. It's more of a tweet than a podcast.
More of a tweet, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Chris leaves. He sits down with Julie. Of course, Julie gives him her famous question.
Oh, no.
Real just quick, what's more grueling? Going on a world tour with NSYNC or playing Celebrity Big Brother?
What's more grueling, doing something that you've never done before or doing something that you've done professionally for multiple decades?
Matt, what do you think? What I want to know is, why does the person on the couch always like feel compelled to say that Big Brother was harder than whatever it was? They have gotten to the top of their respective field through years and years of hard work. What's harder? You've done your entire career or, this crazy thing that you've done for the last 10 days.
I mean, I feel like it's a pretty easy, like this is their job. Like, mm-hmm. If you ask anybody what's harder, your job or this 10 day experience, like
this slumber party. 10 day,
like this thing probably is worse because I do my job every day. Like, like it's pretty normalized at this point. This is watching millions of people or having millions of people watch me be ostracized and voted out because I suck at a game and I can't socialize enough.
Stink at a game.
Yeah, like this. Yeah. This is not. If she asked, like, what's harder? Being bullied in high school or playing Big Brother? That's actually a question, right? Like, that's like, they both suck, actually. But your job or Big Brother? Like, come on.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who's going to be the first person to say, well, actually, Julie, like getting punched in the face in an octagon is a lot harder than playing Big Brother. Like, maybe that's it for Misha. I'm ready for it, though. And I like the setup for it. This is getting kind of exciting.
It's also the way that she said grueling. It's like, well, I mean, touring, I don't know if I would say that was grueling. There's probably difficult parts of it. And obviously we had to make our way up to it. But yeah, you know, that was kind of like a fun experience I get to have.
Well, I think it depends. Like if you're in sync and you're touring the world at the height of your popularity, it's probably pretty nice. But
I think those tours are probably pretty grueling, and you probably do it
yes, but
you know, 50 different cities in like 60 days, it's probably not that fun.
If you're doing it in like a broken down station wagon, it's probably a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
Yes.
Because you won't be able to get to the next performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think like sitting in the Big Brother house for 3 weeks, probably not that tough.
I tell that to Chris Kattan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Although I said this week on the Survivor podcast, everybody that's complaining, I said, Survivor is easy. It's not even that hard.
Oh boy.
How about that?
Yeah. Rob, what's harder?
Life is hard. Survivor is easy.
What's harder, podcasting or playing Survivor?
Uh-oh. Depends on the podcast. Depends on the show. You know, there's some shows that I recapped I would have rather been playing Survivor. Playing Survivor is fun. That's why people want to keep going to do it. All right. So let's see. Julie also is going to play for Chris. Goodbye messages. Since when is this? It's a 2-hour episode.
They've got time, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. We got the goodbye messages, most of them were nice, a little shady.
Chris, I can't believe I have to say bye, bye, bye to you, but I loved getting to
I knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should have said instinct. Okay, it was right there. But then here comes Todrick, the super fan. Who knows everything you're supposed to do when you play Big Brother? Here's Todrick.
Chris Kirkpatrick, I fought for you every single week. I never turned my back on you. I don't know at what point you decided to go on a smear campaign against me, but I made it my sole mission to make sure that I lasted in this house longer than you did. And whoop, there it is. Bye bye, Chris Kirkpatrick.
Whoop, there it is. What, does he think that Chris Kirkpatrick was in tag team?
Todrick fought for Chris every week the same way that Chris did everything in his game for Misha.
So bizarre. What is he? Look, Todrick's watched a lot of Big Brother. I don't know if the cookout was proud of this one, of this moment. I don't know if they were on board with it, but this, cringe. This is not what you do, especially in a game where they're not in the house. They're not in sequestration anyway. Chris took it pretty well, but I don't know if this is gonna help his case. Is Todrick trying to win?
Well, so Todrick has the cat is out of the bag, right? Todrick has already talked way worse smack to Chris Kirkpatrick in the house, on the feeds, that he will surely see. I think Todrick recognized that. Todrick is, I think, attempting something here where before Chris Kirkpatrick left today on the feeds, before the eviction started, he had a long session with Chris Kirkpatrick where he was really just berating him and trying to convince him that he is the one that messed up and that he is in the wrong, and that he said, and this is what I can, like, how you can tell that he was worried about what Chris Kirkpatrick would see once he got out. He was like, I have said some pretty nasty stuff about you. You know, if you want me to be able to take that back, then you're going to have to find a way to fix this, Chris Kirkpatrick. I think that this goodbye message is him kind of still acknowledging, like, I have said that things like, I will make it my mission to get you out before me. And I did that. So there it is. Whoop. And
that's the only reference he could have put in there to make his point.
Yes. And so I think this is what he's trying to do. And to his credit, it worked in the House. Chris Kirkpatrick, as he responded to Julie in this interview, was talking to Shayna after. He was like, you know what, though? He's right. I messed up. I should not have treated him the way that I did. I should not have turned on him. The problem is, I don't think that's going to stick once he gets out of the House truly and hears
Teddy. The
general consensus.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Teddy is not a fan also and has been very much talking poorly about Todrick. I listened to some of Teddy's podcast this week. No love lost for Todrick.
No. Yep. Teddy, what's her name? Voice of the people, mm-hmm. just like we've always said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One other thing with Julie. I thought this was another hilarious moment at the end of this. Julie Chen Moonves wants to thank Chris Kirkpatrick for his service.
Thanks for playing. Wait. Thanks for watching. Thanks for being a fan. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing. Mm-hmm. Thanks for watching. Uh-huh. Thanks for being a fan.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thanks for playing.
Oh, it was the loop. She was
just the big four.
10 bots stuck on loop. Yeah. Ugh.
I think she was in the thank you. She like, thanks for watching is a very just like go-to phrase for anybody that does broadcasts. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think she was like, thanks for watching. And then she was like, wait a minute, that doesn't apply to him. Wait, it does apply to him. Thanks for being a fan, Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yes.
But then it was like, but I didn't say that with finality. Thanks for playing. Yeah. Oh, I already said that one.
Also, this is my new sign off on Rob as a podcast.
Thanks for playing. Thanks for watching. Thanks for being a fan. Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
see how she said fan? She couldn't stop there. It was the inflection wasn't right.
Yeah, and
it,
on a high point.
Well. Mm-hmm. It's really good. It's really good.
Yeah. Okay. okay.
Is it?
Great. We had a couple of interesting votes tonight. Todrick brought the spirit of Big D to the House.
Hi, Todrick.
Hi, Julie.
Please cast your vote to evict.
I sadly to evote Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yes.
Of all of the BB23 references, did we really, Todrick?
Matt, I'm surprised that Julie did. Oh, I know.
Caught off guard.
Yeah, Big D sent her the fan, and she took a picture with it.
Oh, man.
I mean, to be fair, she never called Big D out either, but
Baby D.
I was so caught up in, I don't know, Big Brother is such a blur always that I'm just listening and I'm like, sadly to a vote, checks out. That's a normal thing to say. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of like stuttered in my brain. I was like, wait a second, that's a, that sounds familiar, but like not.
Yeah. Hmm. And Todd Bridges, that he has his own, like, he's not doing references, okay? He's it's inventing his own signature to voting professional.
Say what you will about, say what you will about Todd Bridges. He is the best voter in years of Big Brother to evict Kirkpatrick.
Gets out. It's great. So it's really to the point. I also love it because the worst thing about Big Brother is trying to read updates and figure out when people say they're voting for someone, whether that means they're voting to keep them or voting to evict them. And he just locks it in.
Yeah.
He's just waiting for the moment where he gets to go, evict Cynthia. It's a doggy dog world out there.
Yeah. Taryn, Carson said hi to Darla. Hi, Sharla. Do we know have any info of Darla and Sharla?
Dogs, right?
Oh.
Right? I think I saw that.
Okay. I was hoping it was Sharla from The Amazing Race.
Oh, that's Sharla.
Yeah.
It's been a little while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, he hates Myrna. Everybody only likes Sharla. Okay. Should we talk about headlines?
Yes. We're getting some behind closed doors sellies right now. The Twisters, they're twisting.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe they're just jumping around in a circle.
They're hopping
together.
Headlines. Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. What inane things we were told. I have to say, for the record, that I have not been in the Big Brother house. I don't think I knew any of the things that, other than who's in the Super Bowl. Not any of this stuff.
Me either.
I honestly wasn't sure about, I didn't need to know any of it. Like, I'm kind of upset now that I'm repeating the fact that I know that Kylie Jenner's and Travis Scott's kid's name is Wolf. But also, I'm really glad that Sean White didn't break his leg.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of dark.
Yeah. That was a little dark. We found out from the headlines. Did they have to add, like, were they given lines on the teleprompter for, like, Shayna, what do you want to hear? And she sounded, like, very unconvincing. Like, I want to know about the Super Bowl.
I feel like, I saw a lot of that in my chat as well as we were watching, that, like, oh, these must be lines given to them. But I felt like I would have done the same thing. Because, like, if Julie asked me, like, what do you want to hear about? I would have been, I don't know. Like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But you've obviously mentioned the Super Bowl. I guess tell me about the Super Bowl, even though I definitely don't care about it. Like, I don't know what else to say.
Right. Yeah.
Because then Todrick says, like, the nominations for female, you know, actor or whatever. And then they don't talk about that. So.
They're really tapped in. Everybody's like, hey, are there any wars that are maybe there? Any updates on that? Yeah. How about tennis?
But any new variations?
Yeah,
new
anything strains? Going on with the pandemic, Julie? any news on that?
Here are three different new names for
yes, COVID yes, strains. Okay, yes. Which of these is the new variant of COVID-19?
Rocky, Wolf. Or Signal.
Okay.
Answer all the above.
But I think we're trying to get a little shady with some of these questions. First off, to go with a Kardashian question, they're hoping for a rise out of either Lamar or Shayna here, right?
Yeah, but like what possibly could they respond with? Like, what is the baby's name? Mm-hmm. I don't know, this one. Great.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cares about the baby's name. Ask about something. Be like, true or false, is Chloe dating somebody new?
Ooh.
Right? Like, that would have been interesting.
It could be.
It's like my least favorite thing in real life. You know when someone has a piece of gossip and then maybe they're talking to a group and you're like, I think I know which one it is. And they're like, oh, well, guess. And you're like, well, I don't want to say in case I'm wrong. And then you have these celebrities who, like, she's like, oh, here's a quiz. Now give me your answers. So I can see if you're wrong in front of everybody. Like, nobody wants that. You don't want to be the one to, like, firmly be like, oh, it's definitely not Wolf, is it?
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't want to just, like, proclaim something wrong, like, out loud. It would be really embarrassing if you...
It's now, wow. There's Nom.
Nom now.
Mom?
It would be really embarrassing.
Yeah, and it's like they didn't even seem to care until the last part with the Super Bowl and everything was getting bleeped out. We saw a fish tank at one point. Like, it was, they were going
wild. Yeah, why were they cursing so much about the Super Bowl? I don't know who, maybe there's a lot of Rams fans because there's a lot of LA people in the house.
And Tom Brady retiring. That's what they ended on a high note, at least, to give credit to Julie and the producers. Good job on that.
Yeah. They turned it over to Chris Kirkpatrick. Okay, Chris Kirkpatrick. All right, music question. That's for you, Chris.
Chris, this one is just for you because it's a music one.
Oh, great.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction nominees were announced recently. I'm going to read you the names of three artists, and you're going to guess which one did not get nominated.
Ooh. Okay, got it.
Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Weird Al.
All right.
Eminem.
See, this could have been a true or false. This could have been a true or false question. I would have been, yeah. I would have said false because I would have been like, that's definitely not a thing anymore. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Come on.
Yeah. Mary,
that's it.
The fact that they gave Chris Kirkpatrick an Eminem question on the way out the door, right? It's like insult to injury.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I also love from that clip the way she explains all the rules of, like, this is how a quiz works. Has anyone mentioned yet the fact that they are reading the full rules for the veto draw now? I don't know if it's because they expect the viewers of Celebrity Big Brother to, like, not know the rules of how it works. Like, and now some of the chips will say house guest choice. That means that you get to pick a house guest of your choice. It's refreshing, but we've been cutting that out recently.
Okay.
I feel like they just forgot to edit that piece out. Like, they just, it's like,
oh no, man. They definitely wanted that in. They've got 2 hours to fill.
Mm-hmm. And it's the second time we've had that in as well.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. All right.
I think this is the most we've ever seen of an endurance competition in a live episode. Like, they were pressed for content in this episode. Mm-hmm. They started that HOH competition with so much time. I thought I was watching the feeds for a second because we were just silently watching them stand there, and that never happens in a live episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And credit to the house guests. It went like an hour. Like, they did, you know, great job staying up on the wall too.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to some past endurance competitions, we've had them taking like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who had Carson Kressley winning the wall comp on their bingo card coming into this season?
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of built for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. He's got the traditional, like, somewhat like a more of a slight body frame, like not a ton of weight. I mean, it looks like he's in pretty good shape. So, yeah, I guess like when you look at it that way. But I did not think that he would be, you know, one of the challenge beasts of the season.
It did pretty well, all things considered, during the quick change veto. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think, like, I was trying to figure out a way that I could build that for myself to try. It's always really intrigued me. Is there like an electrical engineer that I can hire to make those buttons?
I thought you wanted to build the wall that would.
No. I want to do the button one, the quick change one. I want to know how. Haven't you ever wanted to try that? You don't watch these shows and just like want to do the challenge.
Not that one.
I mean, you could do it without real buttons.
I don't need a hot tub. I can cut out the hot tub part.
Mm-hmm.
I do need Kato Kaelin to be there. That's a requirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, medically speaking, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Couple other highlights from the episode. We didn't talk about the veto competition at all. The reindeer veto comp.
I assume you also really want to try this one, Mary.
Right. As long as it comes with those sound effects. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I thought a reindeer sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. I was really confused by this one. One, but this comp makes me uncomfortable every time. I'm just, what are these people doing on these horses or reindeers or ponies or whatever they might give them? But also, Shayna also loves reindeers, which is the fact that I came out of that knowing. So I don't really know what to do with that.
Yeah. Tara, I thought we were going to get a reset from Big Brother Canada 9 when Lamar asked if reindeers are real or not.
Right? Yeah. It's like, oh boy, this is just a staple of Big Brother at this point.
Yep. We need to debate the existence of reindeer.
Get Ty over there. He can help explain.
Yeah.
What's more embarrassing in this competition? Timing out on accident or locking in 9?
I think locking in 9 is fine, considering that almost everyone
second
else timed
place,
out.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So did they have a time limit on this at all? Or were they just going until they either locked in or timed out?
I think there's eventually a time limit, but because it didn't matter, they didn't show it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carson had a bunch of good lines in the episode. We were really working all the reindeer puns.
Prancer? I hardly know her.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got this one. Enzo won this once upon a time, right, Taryn?
And the bananas, right?
Yeah. This went on a really long time. We saw a lot of this competition.
I mean, again, they like they've just been making. I want to time the. I want to like next time I'm watching an older season, I got to time the competitions because I feel like they're really just stretching them out nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, we're either getting like a 2-hour episode like this, or you know, we have a like quick turnaround for when we have the next episode. So this is like a tough schedule that they set up for themselves. Anything else from the 2-hour episode? We've got some questions from the listeners.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
We love questions. We love listeners. Questions.
Okay. We love, yes. Again, to the listeners, thank you for playing. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being fans. Thank you for playing. Okay. Thank you for asking.
Genuinely, because you all just lost the draft as well. So.
Right.
Right.
All right. Paula says, with the fight tonight, did Cynthia and Todd hurt their chances? I don't know. How did Cynthia hurt her chances?
I don't think Cynthia hurt her chances. Mm-hmm. Todd, maybe, but not Cynthia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially now that Carson won HOH. I think if Cynthia is at all still upset about the Todd thing, I think Carson's probably looking at Todd to nominate more than, say, Lamar at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Cynthia's still upset based on her speech about being loyal and keeping her word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carson, I thought, was such a great friend during all that. He was like that was perfect. You said the right thing. You handled yourself with class. Like, then it was going in and like telling, like sticking up for her with the guys. But then when she came out and said, like, and another thing, that was a great moment too.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I also like, I feel like I could watch him stand next to that door and say, she's fine. Just like over and over. It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to need to make an appointment if you want to speak with her. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good moment. Cynthia did a really good job, I thought, carrying herself during, that whole exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's take a question from Tracy. Where's Shayna at on loyalty now? Is she still floating both sides of the house, for Misha?
Oh no!
Yeah, if you caught in the episode when Misha said, "You're in the octagon with me now,"
yeah, she drew a line.
Mm-hmm.
They keep saying in the sand, but I feel like snow would be more appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
For the theme.
Yeah, you drew a line in the drew a line in the snow.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's good ways to do that. All right.
No.
Joseph says, with 8 episodes left until the finale, did the Catan quit affect the schedule? Okay, Taryn, I know this has been debated a bit. We were talking about this, I think, a little bit the other night as well. Did you get a sense of how the scheduling might be different?
Well, there was some speculation. And when I say speculation, what I mean is hope. Right. Because this is what happens all the time, that if there's any glimpse of like production interference, like, oh, they'll cancel the eviction tonight, they'll stop it, then Misha and Todrick won't win. It'll be great, guys. No, that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of talk about it. Obviously, it didn't end up happening. This HOH played out the way that it normally would. I assume we're getting our regularly scheduled, schedule, which means. I think that supports the theory that we sort of posited on Wednesday, which is that they're probably just going to skip one of those, you know, once they get to final four, instead of evicting 2 people at once, they'll go down to final 3, where it will go down to final 3 where it normally would have gone down to final 4, and it'll just be a normal final three eviction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not really that much time left in. I mean, we're less than 2 weeks away from the finale of this thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other thoughts about Big Brother 23 before I talk about what's coming up? Okay.
Well, I think we're good. It'll be, again, I think the main point of interest here is what will the plan be for a veto win? I think what Carson is saying so far is that he's pumped to put up Shayna, the biggest threat. She keeps calling him the biggest threat. So he's going to put up the biggest threat. But how does the deal with Todrick impact this? What happens if she or Todrick win the veto? These are going to be the biggest points to look out for over the weekend.
Okay. All right. I said Big Brother 23. I'm sorry, Chad. So you all know what I mean. You know what I mean. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's talk about what's coming up on Celebrity Big Brother. Taryn, you're solo tomorrow?
Solo dolo.
Solo dolo to talk about what is going on over on Celebrity Big Brother. Join Taryn live at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Then Sunday night, the big event that everybody's talking about. Sunday night, Celebrity Big Brother. Taryn, yeah. Lita, and Geneva are going to be there to talk about everything from this competition and more live. Assuming that's an 8 p.m. start?
The episode's on at 8, yeah.
Yeah, and then, so 8 p.m. start at 9:15. Yeah. Should be a wild night talking about Celebrity Big Brother. I got the chance to talk with Mike Bloom about the Ica tribe. Taryn, there's an Ica tribe.
I know. You told me last time. It's yes. exciting.
Yes. So got to talk about the Ica tribe with Mike Bloom. We listened to interviews that were recorded in Fiji with the six members of this tribe. An interesting group for sure. Had a lot of time going through all of the interviews with Mike, hearing a lot about the strategies and the backstories of these players. First of three podcasts like this that we will get to. So we're going to space them out one a week. So you got plenty of time, but definitely a great listen before you get ready for Survivor 42 coming on March 9th. The monster is back. Get ready, Buffalo Eric.
Which one is the monster? Is that the whodunit of the season?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. The Amazing Race continues on. Talked about the latest episode with Jessica Lease and Mike Bloom on our Amazing Race recap. Check for that in your podcast feed. Mary, have you started Love is Blind 2 yet?
I watched the first episode. So everybody get ready for the new season for Love is Blind, and Asia and I are going to be really excited to talk about everything in the pods and see how many people get engaged without ever seeing each other.
Okay. So check it out in our brand new podcast feed covering Love is Blind. Go to robswebsite.com/firstsightfeed. Okay. For that. Then, we had 90 Day Fiancé, a great time to catch up. No 90 Day Fiancé coming up on the Monday. So check out what we've been talking about with Puya on the 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. Last night, I talked about Joe Millionaire. I was not happy. It was I was not pleased with what they served us on Joe Millionaire this week. I think that they had the dumbest challenge I ever saw on reality TV, and I watch a lot of Big Brother. Oh. Okay, if you want to hear my unhappiness with the powers that be at Joe Millionaire, check out myself and Jenny Autumn on the Joe Millionaire recap. And then tomorrow, I'm putting the finishing touches on the weekly wrap-up about all the best moments from the past week. We are bringing that to you every Saturday. If you see or hear great moments that should be captured, robhasawebsite.com/bestof. Taryn, the Taryn Show. Tell me about what's going on here with Nicole Maines.
Nicole Maines, yes. I talked to her for the Taryn Show. I actually recorded it before Big Brother Celebrity started, And she talked about how she really wants to go on Big Brother Celebrity. It would be great. Mm-hmm. And I think she would be great. So they need to get her on. She is Dreamer on Supergirl and really great to talk to. Make sure you check it out because maybe she will be on Celebrity Big Brother one day. And then if you listen to the podcast now, you'll be like, ah, I was a fan of her before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Check it out on the Tara Show. And then Matt, over on PodFriends, you had a unique interview with the RHAP out of context Twitter account.
That's right. Yeah. Exposing or putting RHAP out of context into context. It was a good conversation. I'm not going to mention who's behind that because you could find that out on the podcast.
It's a little bit like the Masked Singer.
A little bit like the Masked Singer. It's just the Masked,
Masked Tweeter.
Yeah, I was going to say the Masked Rapper, but that's too close to the Masked Renapper, which is already a thing. Mm-hmm. But amazing. And another episode coming up. It's Valentine's Day. Yes. Themed. There's a couple, which you can see now. I interviewed Kevin McLean and Nigel Bocanegra, who not only met through a Survivor event, but also have appeared on RHAP. And so it was cool, kind of like sitting down with each of them, interviewing them. And that will come out on Sunday night. But okay. Good conversations beyond the shows that we all love.
Okay. And of course, you could subscribe. Go to robinswebsite.com/podfriendsfeed. And then, Matt, I know last week you talked with Matt Liguori. What's coming up on the Wrestling Rehab up this weekend?
Well, first of all, that got really confusing. Too many Matts on one podcast. It worked out. Mm-hmm. But
and wrestling Matts.
So many wrestling Matts. Rob, I'm in a tizzy. Is that a thing I could be in? I'm in a tizzy about all of it.
Did one of you have to quit the wrestling rehab podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, Taryn, are you coming on the Wrestling Rehab up this weekend? Is that the announcement?
I guess so.
I think that might be fake news. That might be like the lie of the two truths and the lie. But we're just covering wrestling, doing what we do, talking about the highlights of the week this week.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow on Saturday, we have a big day planned where it is Rob's podcast birthday. Anybody want cake? Well, how about some Instagram lives? Because we are going to be celebrating 12 years of Rob as a podcast on February 12th with 12 hours of Instagram lives that so many, it's going to be like a Royal Rumble of Instagram live where from 12 p.m. Eastern to 12 noon Eastern to 12 midnight Eastern, we will be having new podcast personalities popping up every hour on the hour to talk with you live on Instagram. Follow at RHAP Grams over on Instagram. I did my own Instagram live today. I had a lot of fun there talking with a bunch of different people. Matt was in there for a little bit, right?
Yeah, I was in there. Look, it'll be exciting. Tomorrow I'll actually be one of the at 1 p.m. Eastern in case anyone wants to tune in to me and Mari right after we record the Wrestling Wrap Up. We're coming in hot, talking about whatever you want to talk about. So yeah, lots of fun over on Instagram.
Hopefully yours doesn't crash like mine did and doesn't save it.
I mean, it was good while it lasted, Rob. Well, let's just be happy that what's the saying?
Like Chris Kattan. Don't be mad that it crashed and didn't save. Be happy that it happened.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Okay. Of course,
Melissa will be on with me at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Melissa coming in hot. That I think she says she's mad at you. You don't favorite any of her tweets. Taryn, do you favorite anybody's tweets?
I don't even know what favoriting a tweet means, Rob.
Yeah.
Although I did retweet her tweet and then didn't like it. And then somebody said that was intentional. And then I liked that tweet. So.
Okay. All right. It's all mind game. Robin's podcast patrons, come on in because we did the slop on Thursday night. Chappelle was there. Josh Wigler was there. Nicole Sisterina told her stories about meeting Celebrity Big Brother contestants. Plus, we make it easy for you to watch Australian Survivor. Hear more of Nicole on the Patron 5 for 5 community in the Facebook groups and the Discord and much more. It's at robinswebsite.com/patron. Then hit that subscribe button. make sure that you are following everything we're doing here. When we are live, hit that little bell to be notified whenever we have new content go up, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Plus, at Rob is a Podcast on Twitter, TikTok, and at RHAP Grams for the big takeover coming up on Saturday. All right, Mary, we know Love is Blind is coming up. Anything else coming up for you?
Yeah, something I discovered 2 years ago, which is very coincidental. Kowski Cast and RHAP shared the same anniversary.
Yes?
Like completely.
What year?
2018. Okay. So fewer years. Yes. But yeah, so Kowski Cast is celebrating its 4-year anniversary tomorrow. So I still don't know
happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. So yeah, you can always check that out over at KowskiCast.com or follow me anywhere at Frail Mary.
Okay. All right, Matt, what else is coming up for you?
Well, you mentioned the wrestling wrap-up. You mentioned Pod Friends, 12 for 12. But nothing else is coming up for me. Those are the things, Rob. We did the plugs. And you could follow me at Matt Scott GW to tweet me about things. I don't know. I'll favorite your tweets. Maybe yeah. Retweet them sometimes. I don't know how that works either.
Matt's a generous favoriter.
I'll favorite everything.
It doesn't cost anything. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I usually don't remember what I favorited anyway. Just go through it.
And, and does it really mean anything?
It means something when people try to go through all your likes and then dox you.
Yeah.
That's why you have to favorite everything.
It's always in the likes. That's how they get you nothing. On stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you like everything, then, you know, it's tougher to pin you down on any one thing.
That's right. Taryn,
yeah, I feel like if you like everything, that's the right. I feel like liking nothing is better than liking everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. It's like going through Chappelle's retweets.
Oh, no, let's not get started. That's a whole other podcast.
We don't go there.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Taryn, what's coming up for you?
Of course, a live feed update tomorrow. The Instagram live with Melissa, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then on Sunday, I'll be streaming some Goose Goose Duck. I'll be recording some more Raised by Wolves podcasts with Josh. Wait, and Grace.
Raised by what, Taryn?
Rocky, Wolf,
that one.
Or Signal.
It turns out, yeah, I mean, I didn't want to spoil anything, but it turns out that the big twist in Raised by Wolves is that Saul is actually a Kardashian baby. Yeah. So, yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
So make sure you check that out. You can, of course, find my YouTube channel, Taryn's Quest, talking about books, TV shows, and all that stuff. Plenty of stuff coming your way here, so check it all out, and thank you.
All right, well, we had a lot of fun here tonight after a 2-hour Big Brother. Be sure to check out everything else we have going on, and of course, Big Brother again on Sunday night. Thanks for playing, thanks for watching, thanks for being a fan, thanks for playing. Good night. Love one another.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.